The Utah Department of Transportation reported 86 lives were lost on Utah roads in 2015 because people were not buckled up. This makes up about a third of the lives lost last year. UDOT's executive director, Carlos Braceres, says there's a seatbelt law that went into effect in May 2015 that will help bring the 2016 fatality count down. Prior to the enactment of the law stating unrestraint as a primary offense, a person could be cited for not wearing a seatbelt if they were pulled over for another violation.
Year over year, what we have seen is that about 50% of our fatalities, when we take out pedestrians, motorcyclists, and bicyclists, can be attributed to people being unrestrained. Last year, we had 83% of the Utahns were buckled up. So 17% of those are making up almost 50% of our fatalities year over year.
Failing to buckle up may be perceived as a personal decision, but it poses a danger to others in your vehicle and on the road, says UDOT spokesman John Gleason.
You can become a projectile and strike and kill other people in the vehicle. You can also be thrown out of your seat and lose control of your vehicle, which puts you as a danger to everyone else on the road.
Over the last 4 years, Utah has seen an overall increase in road-related deaths, which reached 275 by the end of 2015.
To see 3 years in a row now with an increasing number, we're concerned and a little frustrated that it's turning in the wrong direction. So we're very focused on wanting to see that trend continue in that downward direction.
Braceres says while the ultimate goal is for zero fatalities, the state has already seen 11 deaths, including 4 pedestrian fatalities in January. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.